AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Facing a defiant White House, Democrats in the House are pushing a resolution to make it easier to sue the Trump administration and potential witnesses. Top members of the administration have defied subpoenas. Hakeem Jeffries is the chair of the House Democratic Caucus.
The president is not above the law. The so-called attorney general is not above the law. The Treasury Secretary is not above the law. The Commerce Secretary is not above the law. The former White House counsel is not above the law.
The subpoenas are related to Democrats' follow-up to the Robert Mueller Russia investigation. John Stewart is on Capitol Hill today, and he's not telling jokes.
But I'm angry, and you should be too.
Stewart is testifying on behalf of a 9/11 victims fund.
And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one.
Stewart says it's shameful and a stain to the institution. Also on Capitol Hill, a bipartisan push to increase lawmakers' salaries after a decade-long pay freeze is running into predictable obstacles and could be close to unraveling. Nuzar Zaka, a U.S. permanent resident and Lebanese businessman who was released from Iran following several years' imprisonment, says he was subjected to kidnapping, arbitrary detention, and a show trial. Zaka was arrested in Iran in 2015. Police in St. Louis are investigating the shooting death of an 11-year-old girl. It's Tisha's second child to be shot and killed in St. Louis in the past 2 days. Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott has signed a bill into law protecting a woman's access to abortion services. The measure is separate from a proposal to amend the state constitution in Vermont to guarantee a woman's right to an abortion. The nation's Catholic bishops are convening at a high-stakes meeting in Baltimore under pressure to defuse the widening child sex abuse crisis in the church. This is AP Radio News. Days after he was shot in the Dominican Republic, former Red Sox star David Ortiz is now in a Boston hospital.
So many fans crowded around the Boston hospital that it caused a traffic jam. Supporters wished David Ortiz well and prayed for him.
Through all these years, we've grown up watching him. He's just been there. We've been with him through the ups and downs. He's been there for us.
He's done a lot for the community. He's done a lot for the kids. He's done a lot for everybody. Especially breaking the curse in 04. I mean, that's one of the biggest things ever done for us in Boston.
That's when David Ortiz helped Boston win the World Series. He led the Red Sox to 3 World Series championships in all. One of the most beloved figures in all of sports. I'm Rita Foley.
Amazon is closing its restaurant delivery service. It failed to take off against fierce competition from Uber Eats, DoorDash, and others. Amazon restaurants offer delivery to more than 20 cities in the U.S. The service was shut down last year in the United Kingdom. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.